This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.theparish.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, November 2, 2016, The Commemoration of All Souls, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Having been disciplined a little, they will receive great good. Like gold in the furnace, he tried them. Like a sacrificial burnt offering, he accepted them. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Having been disciplined a little, they receive great good. That is purgatory. The little discipline that we receive when we are lacking perfections to have the beatific vision. Unfortunately, over the past 60 years, we have lost sight of the necessity of what we do for the holy souls who are in purgatory, referred to as, more appropriately, the poor souls who are in purgatory. We don't hear about it often, and that is a travesty because we do great good for the holy souls if we just apply our suffrages to them. You do not understand how great a service you do for the departed. Now, a lot of your friends who are not Catholics will probably, well, there's no such thing. Nobody talks about purgatory. The scriptures talk of purgatory. Having been disciplined a little, they receive great good. Like gold in the furnace, he tried them. And like a sacrificial burnt offering, he accepted them. Well, that's talking about this life. Nothing in the scripture says anything about make it. Not only do the scriptures say it, the mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ himself says it when he speaks of that unpardonable sin. When he speaks of the unpardonable sin, it goes in one ear and out the other for many, many folks that he says afterwards, that sin cannot be forgiven in this life or in the next. Or in the next. There are sins that will be forgiven in the next life, according to our Lord Jesus Christ. Share that with your friends. You do them a great service if you pray for them. Corinthians, Paul talks about our lot after death, the stubble burned away, our works tried, whether they be lead, silver, or gold. That time of trial is that time that we try to alleviate or shorten for the poor souls in purgatory. That is the profit for them of what you do right now in the holy sacrifice of this Mass. The month of November is dedicated to the poor souls in purgatory. If you came in, I hope you grabbed one. If you didn't, grab one on the way out, and it tells you how to gain plenary indulgences for the poor souls in purgatory. It's very easy to do, but in the first 8 days of this month, all plenary indulgences, any indulgences, must be applied to the holy souls. It's one of those times in the year when we cannot be selfish. We need to apply those to the holy souls. That is actually the most selfish thing you could do, because it's much better for them to pray for you than it is for you for yourself, because they, to use colloquial terms, know the deal. They can't help themselves. Only you can help them. You can help them by your suffering. That is a profit of the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It is truly unfortunate in our day and age when the Mass is looked upon as nothing but a dramatic reenactment of the Lord's Supper, that we get all caught up in the fact that it, you know, it's only beneficial for the people that are here, the celebrant and the communicants. That's fallacious. It's not true. For one thing, the Mass isn't a reenactment of the Lord's Supper. It is the holy sacrifice. It is a representation of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross to his Father in a bloodless way. It is not just for the celebrant and the communicants, but for all the faithful. All faithful. All children of the church, living and dead. Listen to the words of the Mass. As much as it's not talked about and negated, the words in the Mass are still there. It is for the faithful living and dead in the Lord. They are the body of Christ. They're the body of Christ. And just because part of the body moves on doesn't mean they're not part of the body anymore. The church, even the church, our Lord Jesus Christ instituted the church in this world. He instituted the church for the betterment of the people who are in the church militant. The church militant, that's us. Those in the church triumphant, they have the beatific vision. It's those in the church suffering that we seem to have forgotten here recently. They are still members of the body of Christ. And although the church in this world doesn't have jurisdiction over them, the church in this world still cares for them, still nurtures them. A good analogy is children who grow up and move out of the house. Your children grow up and they move out of the house, you have no more jurisdiction over them. They're going to do what they're going to do. They can make their own decisions, they can sign their own legal documents, they can make their own mistakes or benefit themselves. You as a parent have no more jurisdiction, but it doesn't mean you stop praying for them, that you stop loving them, that you stop helping them by giving them things. You don't stop that. Just because you don't have jurisdiction doesn't mean you can't benefit someone. That's what we're doing right now for the Holy Souls. Big difference between them and your children who have moved out is they cannot help themselves. They cannot help themselves. They cannot pray for themselves. The only thing that they can rely on is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ in His will when they've been there enough and call Him to Himself. And He does that first and foremost through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We love to think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Queen of the Universe, which indeed she is, which also makes her the Queen of Purgatory. Why? Because our Lord wants it that way. This Mass is for the celebrant, the communicants, and all the faithful. The ones who are not sitting here right now who are alive, and the ones who are not here anymore and in the church suffering. The Holy Mass is for the common interest and salvation of all children of our Lord Jesus Christ and sons and daughters of their mother, Holy Church. There's actually a part of the Mass. We hear it every single week. It's called the Memento of the Dead, those who have gone before us with the sign of faith, the Signo Fide, the sign of faith. What is that? The sign of faith is, first and foremost, their baptism. Their baptism that was even reinforced at their confirmation. That signo fide, that sign of faith that they have, that they carry forward with them. They carry it with them even into death. You go to a traditional funeral. One of the prayers that the priest says during that funeral is, hold not to account those who bear the signaculo sancte trinitas. The sign of the Holy Trinity, their baptism. We want to understand that they don't stop being children of the church when they go on, and she still needs to nurture and care for them. That memento for the dead, listen to that in the Mass, because November, the entire month, is set aside for the Holy Souls. The first 8 days, very specifically, for the Holy Souls, for Mother Church to do as much as she possibly can for them. You know what? I mean this in all honesty. This next week, this Mass is as profound for me as Christmas or Easter. And I mean that with all sincerity. And I even have a little bit more of an oomph because I understand that those folks in the church suffering can't do anything for themselves. This is the only time of the year. This is the only time of the week. And this is a particular Mass, this particular feast day. When we get together and offer the Mass for the Holy Souls, that purgatory gets a little bit lighter. It is a place of trial. It is a place of darkness. It is a place of chaos and suffering. That's purgatory. That's where you go if you are not prepared in perfection. So don't come up to me and say it. It makes my throat close up. When Catholics walk up to me and say, I want to die in my sleep. What are you, stupid? I want to die in my sleep. An unexpected and unattended death. A death where you're not perfect to see our Lord. A death where you're hoping that, you know, just because you don't want to feel a little bit of pain or even an extended period of pain, better feeling it here and now. Heck, you feel pain here and people actually give you drugs and make it stop. You still know you're dying and you can still prepare yourself. You can call a priest and you can have the last sacraments administered. And when you have those last sacraments administered, you will become perfect and be able to receive the beatific vision. Save anything that was real bad that needs to be taken care of, but it's a whole lot less. You don't want to die in your sleep. Mother Church doesn't want you to die in her sleep. The old litanies, that's an integral part of the old litanies. From an unattended and unexpected death, deliver us, O Lord. We don't want that to happen. You don't want to die in your sleep. But even if you do, praise God, you are a member of Holy Church and she will be there for you even after you pass on. And this is that day when it will get a little bit brighter. It happens in every Mass, that memento of the dead. It's just much more profound today when the whole Mass is for the holy souls. How glorious it is to be part of Mother Church. You know that memento of the dead in the canon of the Mass? I always ask whenever I get I always get these slips for Mass intentions. It'll say for the repose of the soul. I always have to ask, and I'm going to change this because it's not marked on the thing. Are they a Catholic? I will pray for a soul that's not Catholic. I don't care what they are because I pray for God's mercies on them. But it's outside of the canon of the Mass. The canon is for Catholics. In the memento of the dead and Catholics, if I know a person's a Catholic, I put them in the canon of the Mass. No heretic Protestant, no Mohammedan, no Jew can be in the canon of the Mass. They're not members of Holy Church. They do not benefit from her prayers and suffrages. They did not choose to be a part of Holy Church. And God's going to have mercies on those who weren't ever presented with the fact, because he is a merciful God. But most of them made the conscious decision. They cannot be prayed for in the memento of the dead because they do not bear the signo fide. We pray in that memento. I said before, purgatory is a place of torment, of darkness, and of chaos. And if you listen to the words of that memento of the dead, it says that we pray for them that they may have refreshment, light, and peace. The opposite of what they have in purgatory. And it's interesting, in the part of the Mass, the rubrics traditionally have had the priest after... When he first is saying the memento of the dead, his hands are spread in the orans position because he's praying for us all as the celebrant. He's praying for us all, the memento of the dead, and then you'll see the priest close his hands and go like that. That is when the priest brings up his own intentions for family members and friends that he knows, people who have asked for special prayers for deceased loved ones. The priest does that, and then he brings his head up again, and he asks that they be given refreshment of light and of peace. And for that instant, just like during the sacrifice of the Mass, the barriers of time and space go away. For that instant, when the priest says those words, purgatory gets a little bit lighter. The holy souls have a little bit of refreshment. They have a little bit of peace. They are encouraged. And then the priest, it's subtle. If you pay attention, you'll notice that the priest, again, in the old Mass, will put his head down and say under his breath, Eunum Dominum Nostrum Jesum Christum, qui tecum vivit regnat in saecula saeculorum. Giving thanks for our Lord Jesus Christ for that one moment in purgatory that has gotten a little bit lighter. That happens at every Mass, but today it gets really light. It gets really light. It gets really refreshing. It gets very peaceful down there. Saints and blessed have said that on All Souls Day, our Blessed Mother springs tens of thousands of souls from purgatory. How glorious it is to be part of that, because when they get sprung, this is where it gets selfish. You think for one moment, that when they are sprung from purgatory, they will not You might as well have given somebody a lotto ticket that has, you know, for $6 billion. That would be nothing compared to what they have. You think a person's going to say thank you? I think so. It's a little bit selfish because they can't pray for themselves in purgatory, but they can pray for you even while they're there. And you think if your prayer, not the celebrants, your prayer, your personal intercession for them, a suffrage for them, an alms that you've given for them, a mass that you had offered for them, you think that for one moment, when they get sprung, they are not going to reciprocate? For maybe until you get up there, Lord, they sprung me out, please, please help them, do whatever, you know. I try at least once a week to have a mass devoted to the holy souls. One of my fervent prayers is that they pray for this parish. I want them to pray for this parish. I want this parish to be nurtured by their prayers because, as I said before, they know the deal. Through this next week, I pray you get to more masses than maybe normal. If you're a daily mass person, one of the things I would like you to do is that middle confession, that middle penitential rite that we have right before we receive. Generally, when we're praying that prayer, it is all, you know, and it is. It's a first person prayer, you know, about forgiveness. Forgive me my sins, you know, and all that goes on. This week, I would ask that you would say that prayer, not for yourself, but when you're saying those words, say it for a prayer in purgatory who cannot say it for themselves. Apply that prayer. Draw near with faith and make your humble confession to Almighty God. I'm self-consciously going to make this confession for a soul in purgatory. Maybe you know them, maybe you don't. Maybe you just want to offer to the Blessed Mother to apply to a holy soul. And maybe that's the prayer that springs someone out of purgatory. That's what you do today. That's what you do today, and when we do it, be faithful about it. Be faithful about it, be focused about it, and understand what a glorious good that you do for them. In the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.